You're listening to a Monday edition of Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio. I'm George Prentice, in for Gemma Gaudette. According to a recent Gallup poll, the Mountain West is home to some of the happiest states in the nation. Paradoxically, we also have some of the highest rates of depressive disorders and suicide. Researchers are trying to find out why. It turns out that the mountains might have something to do with that. Ray Ellen Bischel starts us off with a story about an odd experiment.
Back in 1991, a crew of eight people stepped into a series of sealed glass rooms in Arizona. They didn't come out for 2 years and 20 minutes. One of them was Mark Nelson.
It was a pretty radical experiment.
It was called Biosphere 2, and it was a privately funded experiment to recreate a mini version of our ecosystem.
I think all of the crew, we fell in love with our world. Everything made sense in Biosphere 2.
Except there was a problem. As the months went by, the oxygen level dropped. A lot of it ended up stuck in the building's concrete. It got down to about 14%, which is about the oxygen availability you'd expect on top of a 13,000-foot mountain.
I think I didn't realize it because, we kind of were like the lobsters in the pot.
But eventually they started feeling pretty bad. They were low energy, several developed sleep apnea, three started talking to therapists on the phone. Everyone ended up getting psych evaluations.
We were tested not to be depressed. But, subjectively, you can feel depressed.
Finally, Mission Control injected a bunch of oxygen into the building.
Yeah, it was wild. Suddenly I found myself running and laughing and party time.
There are a lot of obvious reasons that Nelson and his crew members' experience is not at all representative of the real world. From their specialized diet to the fact that this was a group of people that basically said, sure, we'll live in a box for 2 years. But in terms of oxygen having real effects on their bodies, they might be a good example of something researchers think is happening across our region.
I think that's a totally appropriate example.
Brent Caius is a psychiatrist with the University of Utah. He's among a group of researchers who think that the lack of oxygen at altitude could actually be messing with people's mental health, and that it might help explain higher rates of suicide and depression in mountainous areas. Basically, the brain needs oxygen in order to function, and it needs more oxygen to do things like communicate between the parts of the brain that handle reasoning and emotion.
They're very close, very complicated connections between those parts, and we know from a lot of other studies that they're disrupted in many people with depression. So hypoxia might contribute to that in a couple of ways.
Like by withholding energy from the reasoning part of our brains, which could impact the ability to regulate emotions. Or maybe it messes with serotonin production, also important for mood. None of this is certain.
No, I think it would be fair to say that it is still a fairly controversial hypothesis among people who are aware of it.
And a lot of people aren't even aware of it. But a growing number of studies back up the idea, like one in Peru on electrical workers. The one stationed at about 10,000 feet had more symptoms of depression and anxiety than their sea-level colleagues. Or the study on a small group of Marines before, during, and after a month of altitude training. They showed more symptoms of depression. So did medical students who moved higher up for residency. And then there's the study in rats, suggesting that altitude makes common antidepressants less effective. Plus, there's a lot of statistics on suicide.
There clearly are differences in suicide rates by altitude, and that's a trend that has been seen and documented over a number of years.
Emmy Betts is an emergency physician and researcher at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. She also just wrapped up a stint on the Colorado Suicide Prevention Commission.
I think it's also really important that we look at the other factors that probably have more to do with whether it's an urban or rural area, the types of people who choose to live in sometimes often remote mountain areas. So things like access to firearms, access to behavioral health care, the sort of potential stigma in the society around asking for help.
In other words, even if altitude does affect a person's suicide risk, it's only a little sliver of the picture. That said,
we certainly should be looking at how things like how antidepressants might work differently at high altitude and so forth.
And what we can do about it. Could oxygen supplementation help? Or maybe there are drugs that might counteract the effects of high altitude on the brain. Brent Caius says it's exciting. Maybe this will lead to a better understanding of how to treat lots of people with depression, not just those at elevation. And in case you're wondering, how about just leave the mountains?
Well, but there's so many other good reasons to live in the mountains. We like to point out that there's this paradox that we have high rates of depression and suicide, and we're also some of the happiest people in the country.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bischel.
And Ray Ellen Bushell is on the line with us from Colorado to talk a little bit more about this story. Welcome, Ray.
Thanks for having me.
How did this come onto your radar?
Yeah, it had floated a number of times. Some reporters had mentioned that they'd, in doing interviews, had heard of this issue. And so we decided, as the Mountain West News Bureau, decided we needed somebody to take a look at whether this was really a thing, whether altitude really could be affecting people's health, specifically their mental health.
And have there been studies on mental health and altitude in the Mountain West outside of the Biosphere 2 experiment?
Yeah, so for a while now, there have been statistical looks at mental health and where they map in the U.S. And so it had been known for a long time that that in mountainous areas, in counties that tend to have a higher altitude, there appear to be much higher rates of suicide and also, by some measures, depressive disorders, too. And so what is more recent is looking into, well, could the actual altitude be something behind that, as opposed to could it be something else about those communities that just happens to be correlated with high altitude, such as poverty or such as isolation or maybe gun ownership, things like that.
In the story, you say that the hypothesis is controversial, but I'm going to assume there have been more studies and the hypothesis is gaining credibility, yes?
That was my impression, that that researchers really are looking into this in a number of ways. And over time, they've found again and again, and at least with the researchers in Utah, they found again and again this correlation. There are a lot of people who say, also in the research community, who say that this sort of is obscuring other reasons that could be behind higher rates of suicide and depressive disorders, that when you zoom out and do a statistical look at how many people die of suicide or how many people experience a depressive disorder, you're going to miss a lot of factors. And maybe one of the easiest ones for us to notice statistically is altitude, but that there could be much more complicated things that you just can't capture in surveys or in limited medical records, like some of the things I mentioned before, like gun ownership, like isolation, or maybe just a matter of, do people have access to mental health care? What are the barriers to getting it? Or maybe what's the culture around asking for it or accessing it, period.
And access to guns and access to mental health, or lack thereof of access to mental health, is a significant issue here in Idaho. Can we assume that's the case across the region?
I think broadly speaking, yes, although of course there is variation.
Excellent. She is Ray Ellen Bushell with the Mountain West News Bureau, joining us from our partner station, KUNC in Colorado. Ray, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up next, a conversation about the zero waste movement in Boise and what you can do to reduce your footprint. I'm George Prentice, and this is Idaho Matters.